Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
When a girl can't be herself no more, I just want to cry. I just want to cry for the world. When a girl can't be herself no more, I just want to cry. I just want to cry for the world.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today my guest has been working in the technical and marketing field since 1994. With her additional operations management background, she, along with two other investors, have created a special online networking magazine called Herself 360. These women have intentionally designed a digital online platform to support women in all aspects of their lives. Kathy Brigette, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the team. Team Power.
Right.
Yes. And yes. I'm so happy to have you here. And I love what you're doing with the magazine. It's very much in alignment with what I do.
Yes. It was funny when I read all the things that you were trying to put together for the team. And it was like, oh,
this is very
we
much.
We should work together.
Yeah, like this is a kind of a no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So now tell me what prompted you to get involved in this really, it's a big way.
Right. So back in 2017, after the elections in 2016, my daughter and I did the walk on Washington, the women's walk on Washington.
Now, where do you live?
I live in Pembroke.
Okay.
Here in Massachusetts. And we took a bus in the middle of the night and we took the bus to Washington and we walked on Washington, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever, like one of the most amazing things
so
I've ever done in my
how
life.
How was it so amazing?
Because
it made you think about doing something for women.
Well, I really felt like that's what I should be doing anyhow. And I felt like I was struggling with my purpose and had been over a while. And when I did that, I was like, I need to do something that has to do with helping or encouraging or encompassing or supporting women. And so that was my first real, like, smack up the side of the head for you need to start doing something else.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how many people were there?
They say that there were over 100,000 people there. And there were. You couldn't move anywhere.
But the energy was
The energy was amazing. And there was not one argument or fight or...
Really?
No, it was I'm telling you, it was the most amazing thing. It was so amazing. It was so amazing that everybody was... Like, even if somebody bumped into somebody, they'd turn around and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then they'd read
Positive.
Your sign. And then they'd be like, oh my God. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good positive energy.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing.
Now, I do want to talk a little bit politics later on in the show, but we're going to save that for later. So who are these leading ladies that are at the forefront of this really amazing platform that you're creating from scratch, really?
Right. Mm. Right. So there are three of us that are invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Livia is, she's originally from Madagascar. She moved to Paris when she was very young and grew up in Paris. And she is a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And now she lives in the United States. She
yes.
married an American man and she lives here in the United States. But she's a life coach. And she had the idea about a magazine and the idea of, you know, as part of the magazine, being able to help women. Like she's almost disgusted with the magazines that are out there now that are, you know, they show you things that you can't afford, and they show women who you can't even, you know, try to compare yourself with.
So her vision, how did your visions come together?
So it was funny how we all met each other. So Renee, I had known from my technology days. She worked for a radio station and for Boston Magazine. She was a sales media.
Mm-hmm.
And then Livia, so I was the one that brought us all together.
Mm.
And then, you know, Livia was going to do the writing. I was going to handle the technical side.
Yes.
And Renee was going to handle the sponsorship and the sales side. But it didn't, we spent so much time brainstorming and putting things together. We came up with the name. We came up with all the different categories for the magazine. We came up with the mission statement together. But then as we kept moving on together, Renee had another job, and she just couldn't put the time in.
But she's still an investor.
So Olivia and I now have been managing the magazine for the last 3 months on our own. But Renee is still an investor in the.
Okay. So your technical background is really what is playing the biggest role in the magazine for you.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. Now, what is the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge was the three of us, because everybody has different ideas and everybody wants their idea to be the forefront.
But
of
you
everything.
All have the same mission.
Yeah,
the overall mission.
Yeah, we did. We all had the same mission. And so that, and then every month I'm in like a total panic. Like, do we have enough? Do we have enough content? Do we have enough people writing for us? And
so you're officially the editor.
I'm the. Yeah, I would call me the editor. Although
most editors
worry about that.
Yeah. They have a moment every month.
Right.
So I've heard.
Yeah. But Olivia worries about that too, and she'll write a lot of stuff to fill in if anything's missing. But every month we have plenty.
Yeah. You know? There's a lot.
It just works out.
I could not read it all.
Yeah.
Like there was so many different things to read and look at and browse through. So there you can keep going back is the great thing.
Right.
Now, what do you, are you looking for anyone to join your team?
So right now, it's not just a magazine. So we're also doing networking because part of it is getting women together. I mean, you can't just
in
do
person.
It in person, right? Mm-hmm. We really want to be able to like bring women into the same room and have them talk and you know, be able to share their thoughts and things like that. So right now we're looking for a salesperson and we're looking for a planner for our network events.
An event planner.
Yeah, an event planner.
Oh.
And somebody to do our social media, because that's starting to be, we both, Livia and I, are doing the social media too, but it's starting to get to be like, okay, we need to bring other people in here. There's too much stuff for the two of us to continue.
At a certain point, in order for you to grow, you have to expand and outsource.
Right.
So you really, you know, it's a light bulb moment that you you got to make that decision and step into it and just like Nike says, just do it.
just do it.
Okay. Right. So ideally for these three people, do they need to live near the area? So it's a salesperson, a social media person, and an event planner.
Right.
And do they need to live near here? What are they really? Do they need to have experience?
So the media person we think is somebody who already is doing media sales. So they already have a book of sales. They already have people that they know who need to who want to create ads or advertising, and they can just add us to their line of things to offer.
Perfect.
Other companies for advertising, social media. Anybody, you know,
that loves it,
that knows how all the different channels work.
That's in tune and on top of how things change.
Right.
That would be ideal.
Yes. But our ideal candidates have to have our mission too.
They have to be about women.
They have to be able to help and support women or have that idea of that's where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So that's what we're looking for.
Okay. Awesome. And when we come back, well, anyway, my head is spinning. I have so many things I want to talk about. And now I just realized one of your events coming up, I can go. And I'm so freaking excited about this. So we'll talk about this when we come back. Now, you can reach Kathy by going to herself360.com for more information. You can meet her in person. We have a visitor's day coming up on the 20th. So come meet Kathy in person. And you have to just kind of go to the contact page, right?
Right.
And go to my contact page on Powerful Women Revealed and contact me to find out about this secretive location that we meet at. So I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Marketing can be fun and easy at Leone Marketing Solutions. Rachel Leone can help you stand out from the crowd with innovative ideas and cutting-edge products. Rachel is the marketing professional that can help you boost your brand and stand out in the marketplace with the power of promotional products. Rachel Leone is your marketing expert. Leone Marketing Solutions is 100% women-owned, and they make it easy for you to do business with them. Visit LeoneMarketingSolutions.com today and get your next idea started. That's Leone, L-E-O-N-E, MarketingSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, who I'm meant to be, this is me. Look out, 'cause here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kathy Brigette, and you can go to herself360.com for more information on this amazing magazine. Now, what does it cost to become a member?
It's $25 a year.
Okay, which is a nominal fee.
Yes, and $5 of that goes to, so we're trying to donate $5 of, we are donating $5 of every membership goes to a women's nonprofit organization, so we pick one every quarter for it to go to.
Nice. So why do you believe it's so important to have this magazine support women in every aspect of their lives, but in a different way that you see typical magazines?
Well, like I said earlier, the magazines, you know, now they portray women in ways that we're not. That's not who we are. That's we can't even look like that. They're airbrushed. They're not those type of things. And Herself is really a metaphor to what we as women are today. So we wear a million hats. You know, we're mothers. We're working. We're taking care of our parents. We have different things going on in our lives, and we need a security net. We need other women, and other women have already either been through what we've been through or going through what we've already been through, and there's so much room for us to support each other in every aspect of our life.
Mm. So whether it's health and wellness, mm-hmm. or for your business, or financials.
Right.
Or fashion, like, you know, you still have some fun fashion things.
Right. And the fashion is, you know, we show you what's on the New York, you know, fashion style thing. But then it's like, okay, you can go to Target and see this outfit that they wore and you can get it for the price that you can afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Off the shelf is not a bad thing.
No.
Off the rack. Now, so your magazine is very sophisticated. It already has a very sharp and sophisticated look.
Right.
Do you have even more vision of what you want it to be down the road?
Our vision is that we wanted to really do it by state or by area. So for us to be able to support each other and network with each other, we need to be in pretty close proximity. So it's not so hard for us to all get together and to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So our vision was to really start in Massachusetts and really get the Massachusetts magazine off the ground and then go national with it. And then Livia is from Paris. So she actually wants us to end up in Paris at some point also.
Well, I have in-laws there. Yeah. So I would I would go.
Yeah.
I would go on a trip.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Right. Well, that's what, that was our vision, to be able to, you know, really make it perfect right here in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And then once we get it really off the ground and running great, then copy paste.
Yes.
As
clone.
Yes.
Clone it.
Right.
Which is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So now who is your target market within this realm of women?
Right.
Are they all business owners?
No.
Okay.
So we started off saying we're looking for women anywhere from 18 to 105. So women in every aspect of their life.
Mm-hmm.
The analytics, though, right now is showing that we have a really great following in the 35 to 65-year-old range.
That's the sweet spot.
Yes, that's our sweet spot. But we still want to be able to get the 18 to 25, the 25 to 35, and then, you know,
beyond.
Mm-hmm. We have some really great young writers that are writing for us, women that are, you know, getting married for the first time, graduating from college, making a decision, having a baby for the first time. We have a great writer. Her name is Keisha Graves. She's got muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about, she's pretty much been writing an article for us every month. And she talks about learning about her disease, what she had to deal with, traveling with her disease, like just different things that she thinks will help other people who have disabilities make it to the next point in their in the phase of their life.
That's
and they're
amazing.
All those two are, they're in their 20s, they're writing for us, and pretty much every month the two of them are coming up with something that works.
Awesome. So if you become a member, can you contribute?
You can contribute member or non-member. We're looking for any woman that has a story that she thinks she can share that will help another woman, you know?
So if somebody has gone through cancer and they've survived and they want to talk about how they're thriving and different things like that, and it doesn't always have to be a story that's you know, a hardship.
Right. No, it could be a great, you know, a happy story.
Yeah.
I have another girl, woman. I had to go, girl, sorry.
Anyway. Girls, it's all
Ashana,
good.
And she is a work coach. And she talks about, again, a young woman. She's, you know, probably in her late 20s, early 30s. But she talks about, you know, what you need to think about when you're looking for a job, or if you don't like your job, what you need to do to get another job. So, you know, that type of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
So really, it's the women that are becoming the members. They can contribute to the magazine. They don't have to.
No.
They can join just so that now they're a member, they can attend the events.
Right. And the members also, like, we offer to our members, if you're a business, we want to put you in a directory so that people can find your business. If you're a member and you're writing for us, we're going to link back to your page, which Google loves when you link from one place to another place.
Yeah, and it's important to link to each other.
Right.
So if you're linking to their page, they really need to, you know, give back and link to you as well.
Which always works out. It works out the same way.
Yes.
And then if they have events or things like that, we're open to advertising for their events. But they have to be a member for us to do all of those things.
Yes. Yeah. So they can, where do you have a membership page on your website that they can kind of?
So when you first go onto the website, if you're not a member, you get a you'll see the subscribe page.
Yep.
And you can just click on the subscribe page and it will explain to you how to subscribe and what you get as a
subscriber. A member.
Right.
Okay.
As
all right. Member. And you can go to herself360.com for that. How else do you want to have women come together? Is it are they starting to do anything online for each other? So it's you're reading the magazine online, you're creating events for people to come together in person. But is there another way that they're connecting?
We are now being connected through nonprofit organizations. So Rosie's Place asked us to do, asked us to be their media sponsor for their Funny Women Serious Business event. We just did a walk for the Lupus Foundation. Of New England, the Lupus Foundation of New England.
Saw that post online.
Yep. So we did that on Sunday, and they're actually having another. They're having a fashion show in Rhode Island. In October, and we're going to be in their swag bags.
Nice.
So some of our stuff is going to be in their swag bags. So we seem to be resonating in the nonprofit industry because they're seeing the women write about, you know, their different different things that they're going through, and because these organizations are for women, because lupus is mostly a woman's disease. Men do get it, but 90% of it is women who are involved in it. So they've actually come to us. You know,
nice.
Yeah, which was really nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So again, if you're looking to help out with social media, a sales position, and what was the third one?
A planner.
Event planner. Go to herself360.com and reach out to Kathy. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com.
Hi, I'm Leticia Costa, Vice President of Business Banking, Commercial Lender with Eastern Bank. Eastern Bank has been the number one SBA lender in New England for 8 consecutive years. My goal is to support small businesses with completely customizable lending options. It can be complicated, so that's why I, Leticia Costa, do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's start the conversation. Contact me at l.costa@easternbank.com.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. What a great song. Wasn't that fantastic?
It was.
What is Meghan Trainor? Meghan Trainor, woman up. You know what I love? She's like, put your favorite heels on. And oh my God, perfect segue. What is the event that I am so excited that I'm actually going to be able to go? Okay. So it's Wednesday the 19th of September.
Of September. And it's on Beach Street in Boston, which is over by, it's in the Leather District.
Okay.
Which is perfect for leather shoes.
Because you get to create.
Yes, you get to create your own shoe. So it's design your own dream shoe.
How is this possible? Like, so, for anybody to come in and design their own shoe.
Right. So we have Helena Grant. She's the name of her company is Grant Style, and she's a stylist. And she's going to sit down with everyone. We're going to have, you know, a little wine, you know, some little tidbits to eat. But she's going to sit down. We're going to talk about what's the perfect shoe for you.
Mm.
So what's the color? What's the heel? What's the design? You know, is it a sneaker? Is it a high heel?
I would love a high heel sneaker. I want a high heel sneaker so bad.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the high heel sneakers.
Come on.
Well,
I'm sure.
I'm sure you can figure out something. But it's we're really excited about this, to have people come in and create their dream shoe. So you come in and you create the whole shoe. And then if you want, you can actually manufacture the shoe.
And pay for it.
And pay for it, right. But it'll have your name on the bottom of the shoe. Like, nobody's going to walk away with your shoes because your name's on those shoes.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's real. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And I'm going to be there. So what do you love the most about connecting women in such a modern way? This is a very modern way to bring women together.
Right. My favorite thing is telling people what we're doing and then watching their reaction or listening to what they think and then hearing their ideas too, because it's so funny when I explain what we do and when I tell them what we're doing, people come up with these other ideas that I was like, oh,
that's,
I didn't even think about that.
And I'm on it. And I'm on it.
And I'm going to make it work. And so one of the things Livy and I have talked about is, you know, we're not tied to a specific thing. Like, if we think something else is going to work better or we should try this.
Pivot and shift.
Yeah, we're going to go that way and make it work that way. And
that's really important to do regardless of your business.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
When you see things, opportunities, it just means you're growing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to be open to the opportunities too.
Mm.
And everyone that we talk to is like, oh my God, I love this. What a great idea.
Mm.
It's been so awesome. It's been so great.
So the reaction that you're receiving so far from members and non-members.
Non-members, yes.
And how many members do you have?
Is it like
1,000?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're brand new. Okay. We have over 1,000 people on the website every month.
Okay.
And we have like 50. So there's two ways on the website to get involved. So you can subscribe to a newsletter.
Okay.
Or you can actually be a member. And so we have over 1,000 subscribers that get the newsletter.
Perfect, because that's an audience.
Right. And then because we're brand new, we just started in January. We haven't been around for that long. We only have like 100 members now.
That is fantastic, right. though.
I shouldn't say only.
Yeah.
We have 100 members.
That's fantastic.
Right, yeah.
That's really great. Yeah. And you'll have one more after today.
Okay.
Because I just want to be a member.
Right.
But I don't have to be a member to come to the shoe thing.
No.
I mean, I'll join. It's $25. It's not a big deal.
If you think about it, the $25. So our members also get a discount for all of our events.
Perfect.
So if you become a member, then you get a discount on any of the events that we're having.
Which is important.
Which is another way for, you know, it's the $25 is minimal.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Know, no.
It's nothing. And part of it's going to charity.
Right.
And so it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, in a world with all this social media and online places to be.
Right.
You know, in one way, it brings everyone together, you would think, like Facebook.
Right.
Like, you know, bringing people together. But it can keep you isolated, you know? Like, if you're at home and you're, you know, just on Facebook, even though there's a sense that you're connected, you're alone. So it's really important to come and step out of your home, your home office, your regular office, and come to the events.
Yes.
How many events are you having?
So we have quite a few coming up in the next, up through November.
Which is all on the website.
It's all on the website, all of them except for the one that's in November. So we have a 3-part series in November that we're going to do, which is Empower Your Voice. Mm. And we have 2 coaches that are running that, 2 life coaches that are going to teach people how to listen and respond and understand that everybody has their own opinion and everybody has their own reason for believing what they believe. Mm. And for all of us to be respectful, matter which way somebody goes, whether we go that way or we don't go that way, being able to listen and understand why somebody believes what they believe in. Mm. You know,
being respectful and being understanding are really important, and to just it's about being kind,
right?
If someone's sharing a personal belief, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Especially about politics. Now, did that make you? How did you feel about it? Because there are a little bit of politics in the magazine.
There is, and we talked about this in the very beginning. So all of us had, you know, different politics that we were.
Different beliefs,
different ways. We were all brought up in different areas. Renee grew up in Maryland. I grew up here in Massachusetts. Livia was from Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have had, it's so funny, and this is another thing the magazine about. All of us have had a different pathway to get to where we are right now. And so that makes us such a big difference on how you feel about things and what you decide, you know, your politics are going to be, or what you decide, you know, where you're going to go and what you're going to do. And so it really now, more than anything, we all need to be able to listen to each other and respect where everybody's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of our events, that was one of like the first things that I really wanted to
make sure
that the magazine held that belief, and that we started having networking events where people were going to learn or discuss or figure out how to be able to start talking to each other again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is awesome. All right, we do have to go to a break, but I hope you stay with us. We have one more segment. My guest is Kathy Brigette. You can go to herself360.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Being an expert on your business is what you do best. But do you know what's happening behind the scenes of your website? Linda Greenberg with Firetail Marketing can give you a complete analysis on what's working and where your site is lacking. Linda founded Firetail Marketing to provide insight and help create the lead generation plan you desire. She can even give you tips on running a successful Facebook ad campaign. Get your analysis today. Contact Linda at firetailmarketing.com.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at steinberghr.com.
I'll never let you know.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kathy Brigette, and you can go to herself360.com for more information. Become a member. Just do it. And really, let's talk about advertising real quick, because that's, you know, that's how you're going to really afford to keep it going.
Yes, that's how we're good. That's our money. That's our bread and butter.
Yes.
So we talked about marketing and advertising and what we're going to let. Like, I didn't want, you know, when you go on a newspaper or something like that online, and all of a sudden you're reading something and then a car pops up that you're not even looking for, and you don't want to look at that, and it's not what you were interested in. So it was that type of advertising that I was like, you know, we talked about it. I'm like, I don't want this to happen when somebody's reading the magazine. I don't want somebody to be engrossed in a story
and then have,
and
some,
then
kind,
have
of ad
some kind
pop
of
up.
Ad pop up that they have to listen to for 15 seconds.
And it's important to know what you don't want sometimes in order to discover what you do want.
Mm-hmm. So I really wanted the advertising to have, again, be in comparison or
in alignment,
thank you, with our mission. I want it to be not in your face.
Yeah.
I want it to be, you know, on the side. Like, if somebody's talking about makeup or they're talking about a fashion or something like that, maybe an advertisement on the side that has
something
to do with what they're talking about.
Like an advertisement from maybe a place like
Target.
We talked about Target earlier.
Right, Target. So I was,
or even a foodie place,
right?
Or so when you have your health and wellness, if you're in that section of the magazine, maybe a really great healthy foodie place,
right?
You know, with a little advertisement there,
right? And it's not in your face. It's really just on the side. You know, here I am telling you a story about makeup and how this makeup is really good makeup and it doesn't have any crap in it, and gee, look at, there's those makeups that don't have stuff in them that you can buy that's affordable and easy to, you know, easy to acquire. You don't have to, like, be in New York City or spend $1 million.
I love it. It's such a great idea.
Yeah. And I'm sure my salesperson is going to be like, are you crazy? That's not how it works. But I know I can do it. I know I can make it happen.
Well, or you can shift a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, there are compromises that you can make so that you can get a little bit or a lot of what you want.
Right.
And so really, you've got some upcoming events. We talked about the shoe.
Yes.
Make your own shoe.
So
if you're just tuning in, September 19th, you can make your own shoe.
Yes.
Check
design
that
your
out.
Own. Design your dream shoe.
Yeah, you're not going to make it. So we're not cobbling and wood carving and that kind of thing, but designing it.
Right.
This is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and then
exciting.
What's another event you have
all
coming
right,
up?
All right. So then Empower Her. Kara Belvin from Situate is having a soiree.
She's been a guest on the show.
Yes, October 11th. She actually did a video for us.
Mm.
And then Rosie's Place, Funny Women, Serious Business, is on October 16th.
Nice.
And so we're the media sponsor for Rosie's Place. And then the story behind her success, which is run by the Boston Women in Media and Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Candy O'Terry is going to be the
MC
for that. And that's October 19th. And then November, we're going to do the Empower Your Voice.
Nice.
The Empower Your Voice, we haven't created the page for it yet. We're still working on it. But it's going to be a three-part series where, you know, people will learn how to.
And it will be on the South Shore?
It's either South Shore, Boston, or Cambridge.
Okay.
So most of the stuff is, most of our members are in the Cambridge, Boston area. But I want to have things here because this is where I live.
Yes.
On the South Shore.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I live. Yeah. So I'm happy about that.
Livia lives in Cambridge. So we kind of got to do it in the middle or in one place or the other. But we're going to try and, you know, make it easy so it's not hard to get to. You know, it'll be an easy way to, you know, an easy place to get to.
So I want to ask you, when people come to your website, what do you want them to feel?
I want them to feel like they're being supported. I want them to feel like, I want them to feel excited. I want them to feel happy about what they're reading and feel like somebody understands what they're going
and
through.
And cares.
And cares what they're going through.
Mm.
Yep.
Now,
and
what do you
support them?
What do you want the members and non-members to feel when they leave an event?
When they leave an event, I want them to feel like they connected to people, like they feel like they're not the only ones who feel a certain way, or that they there's other people out there that wanna, that share their views or understand where they're coming from. You know,
very nice. And connection is really important when it comes to community,
right?
Like we're all, you know, what are we all doing? Like, what are we all here for?
Right.
Right. You know, you need to have human interaction.
Right.
And with women, it's just so important.
Right. And I think we really need to understand that all of us have been through so many things. We've all worn all the hats. We all, you know, struggle with each hat that we
tiny
wear.
Tiny tragedies, big tragedies.
Big tragedy. And it's amazing.
Happy. We, yes, happy moments.
Happy. Mm-hmm. And we make it through. We figured out how to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help each other. Mm-hmm. We can help each other in every aspect of our life.
So these are really good women that are joining, that you're connecting with. There's no mean girl mentality.
No.
It doesn't have to be.
No, no.
And those are not the women that you want to attract.
No, no.
And hopefully, I don't want to attract mean girls either.
No.
You know, I just want people that are always open-minded and look to the positive and look for positivity rather than seek the negativity.
Right. But I think I think mean girls are mean because nobody supported them before.
Yeah.
Or they're looking for
someone. They can get unmean.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Right.
People
can just be kind to each other, or people can learn how to be, you know, to be able to open up and understand what other people are going through and be empathetic.
And appreciated.
Right.
And when you feel that appreciation, you can be so much nicer.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we mentioned all of your events. What do you believe is the most important thing? We got to go. We're out of time.
Okay.
I got one more question and then my quote. What do you believe is one of the most important things about marketing yourself and your business?
I really think that you need to stick to your brand and your mission. If you have a mission, everything you do has to be based around that mission. Everything, your brand has to speak to that mission. Everything you do has to talk to that mission. And that's what I think is the most important thing about the marketing aspect.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And pour some energy into it.
Right.
Pour some energy into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that at the events.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I think you can comment, too, on some of the articles.
Yes, you can comment. I actually added another thing. You can, like, make happy faces or sad faces or things like that.
Oh, that's so cute. it's got a little Facebook-esque.
Yeah, it's got a little Facebook-esque. If you don't want to say anything, you can
put a little smile or
sad face.
But no one's here to judge.
No.
Say it. Just do it. Just type what you want to say. Right. As long as it's kind and sincere, everyone's going to love it. I want to leave you with this one final quote by my favorite, Oprah Winfrey. What I know for sure is what we dwell on is who we become. Isn't that nice? I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.